Water is an essential element in all of our lives. It plays a crucial role in maintaining various bodily functions, including balancing our hormones. Not drinking enough water can take a major toll on our health in more ways than one. In today's episode, I'll explore the relationship between water dehydration and hormonal imbalance, along with providing simple strategies to help you drink more water. So, friend, if you're ready to discover the secret of hydrating your body with water that results in balanced and happy hormones, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. With the holiday season upon us, I'm inviting you to join me to prioritize your well-being with my monthly online accountability health coaching program. You can join me to embark on a transformative journey towards weight loss, increased energy, and hormone balance. You'll receive personalized support to make your health goals a reality. Don't let the festivities derail your progress. Stay on track with my empowering community. You can visit my website at rikesiamcmillan.com to sign up and make this holiday season your healthiest one yet. I am a super fan of water. If you've listened to any of my shows in the past, you may recall me sharing that I usually carry my refillable water bottles with me everywhere that I go. I like to say BYOWB, which means bring your own water bottle. This is so important for me because when I don't drink enough water, my body tells me. My skin loses that healthy glow. I experience more aches and pains. And sometimes I get really bad Charlie horses at night. Have you ever been jarred out of your sleep with a Charlie horse? And let me tell you, they are absolutely no fun. They are beyond painful. And the first time it happened to me, I didn't realize it was a result of not drinking water. And so after I researched what it might be, in fact, I found out that it could have been due to dehydration. And so once again, I had another Charlie horse, and immediately I ran into the kitchen and drank lots of water. And to my surprise, the Charlie horse subsided. So I carry my water bottle with me to give my body what it needs by staying on top of drinking my water. Many times, women often think of water as just a drink. However, it's a nutrient, meaning that it's actually medicine to our body. It provides so many healing properties that we literally cannot afford not to drink water. Water was one of the first elements on the earth that was created by God, as outlined in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And so water was created to sustain all life on earth, and that includes you and me. Drinking water is essential for the proper function of all systems within our body. And I want to share how water regulates a number of these physiological processes. So the first one has to do with our cellular function. And water is a key component of our cells because it provides the medium for biochemical reactions. It helps to facilitate nutrient transportation, waste removal, and cellular communication, and this ensures optimal cellular function within the body. It also helps with temperature regulation because when our body uses sweat, that means it's cooling down the body during that physical activity or when we're in those warm environments. And so adequate water intake helps to maintain appropriate body temperature by supporting the sweating mechanism and preventing our bodies from overheating. Water also helps with our digestive system because it aids in the absorption of nutrients. It helps to break down our food. It helps to facilitate the movement of nutrients across the digestive tract. And insufficient water intake leads to constipation, and it also hinders proper digestion. It helps with our circulatory system. Blood, which transports oxygen and nutrients to cells and removes waste products, is largely composed of water. And so proper hydration ensures that we have an adequate blood volume, contributing to optimal circulation and cardiovascular health. It also helps with joint lubrication. Water is an essential component of what we call that synovial fluid that helps to lubricate our joints. Staying hydrated helps to support our joint health. It reduces the risk of stiffness, discomfort, and injuries that are associated with insufficient lubrication. And as I shared earlier, when I don't have my adequate water supply, I can tell there's more body aches, there's more body pains because my joints are not being properly lubricated because I haven't had enough water. Water also helps with our kidney function. So this is so essential because it helps in filtering waste from the blood as well as producing urine. Water helps to dilute toxins within our body. It helps to prevent the formation of kidney stones and supports our overall kidney function. Water also helps with electrolyte balance because it maintains that balance between sodium, potassium, and chloride in and around our cells. And this balance is vital for nerve impulses, for our muscle contractions, as well as the proper functioning of our heart. Water also helps with hormonal regulation, which I'm going to get into a little bit more as we go on with the show. But water is involved with the production and transport of our hormones. These are the essential messengers that regulate those different processes within the body to include our metabolism, our stress response, as well as reproductive functions. Water also helps with weight management. So when you're drinking water before meals, this can help to help you feel full, and it helps to reduce that calorie intake, which supports weight management. It also plays a role in metabolizing that storage of fat for energy within the body. And then finally, our brain function is controlled by water because proper hydration is crucial for maintaining our cognitive function. And dehydration can impair concentration, our alertness, and our short-term memory. And water ensures the delivery of nutrients to the brain and the removal of metabolic waste products within the body. So ladies, friend, if you're having trouble remembering or focusing, it very well may be based on the fact that you're not getting enough water. So as you can see, water is responsible for the smooth operation of all of our bodily systems. And now that you have an understanding regarding just how important water is for the body, I'll share how not drinking enough water creates hormonal imbalance. Our hormones are those messengers within our body that help to regulate our metabolism, reproduction, and our mood. So what happens to our hormones when we are dehydrated? The first hormone we'll look at is our stress hormone or cortisol. Dehydration can trigger the release of stress hormones, particularly cortisol. And elevated cortisol levels may disrupt the balance of reproductive hormones, which leads to irregular menstrual cycles and even fertility issues in women. The other hormone that is impacted is our thyroid hormone. And the thyroid gland is responsible for regulating our metabolism, and it's very sensitive to dehydration. An inadequate water intake can hinder the thyroid's function, which potentially contributes to imbalances and metabolic irregularities. The next hormone is the reproductive hormone. Dehydration can affect the production of reproductive hormones such as estrogen as well as progesterone and play a pivotal role in the menstrual cycle. And an imbalance in these hormones can also result in irregular periods, mood swings, and other menstrual-related issues. The final hormone that we'll take a look at is the antidiuretic hormone, or ADH. And dehydration reduces the production of ADH within the body. And what this does is that it leads to an increased urine output. And this disrupts the body's fluid balance, affecting hormonal regulation, and increases dehydration-related issues within the body. Now, one way to quickly and simply tell if you're dehydrated is by monitoring your urine color. Now, pale yellow urine generally means that you are properly hydrated. But if your urine is dark yellow or amber, that usually suggests that you're dehydrated and that you need to drink more water. So how can you incorporate more water into your daily routine? Well, I have 10 simple strategies to share with you to help you to increase your water intake. Number one is carrying a reusable water bottle with you. As I mentioned earlier, you've got to BYOWB, which means bring your own water bottle. Keep your reusable bottle with you throughout the day, glass or BPA free. You want to make sure that you have water readily available because it helps you to stay hydrated easier, whether you're at work, you're running errands, or you're exercising. And if you'd like to know more about drinking out of plastic water bottles that can create imbalances within your hormones, I want to invite you to listen to podcast episode 161. The second thing that you can do is set reminders. You can use your phone, you can use your smartwatch to set hourly reminders to drink water. And this is going to help you to establish a consistent habit and ensure that you're consistently staying hydrated. The third thing that you can do is infuse your water. This is one of the favorite things that I enjoy doing. You can infuse your water by adding fruits. You can use herbs or even cucumbers. And this can make your water more enjoyable to drink. One of the things that clients always share with me is that I don't like drinking water because it tastes so plain. Because if you're used to drinking sugary drinks such as soda or juice, then it can take a little bit of an adjustment to get used to drinking water, but you can add flavor to your water to make it more enjoyable. The fourth thing that you can do is create a schedule. You can set aside those specific times in your day for drinking water. For example, you can have a glass of water before your meal or sometime during your meals, as well as when you wake up and before bedtime. And this is one of the things that I definitely practice when I wake up in the morning. I drink a full glass of water. I drink one of my water bottles before 12 noon, and then I drink another one during the afternoon. The fifth thing that you can do is track your intake. There are so many great apps out there for tracking your water, or you can simply jot it down in your journal if you choose to do so. But monitoring your daily intake can help to provide that motivation that you need, and it helps you to reach your hydration goal. The sixth thing that you can do is make it a habit. You can associate drinking water with your existing habits. For instance, if you can have a glass of water right after you brush your teeth or whenever you take a break at work, you can just create those healthy habits for drinking water. The seventh thing is that you can choose water over other beverages. You can choose water instead of those sugary drinks or those caffeinated beverages. But generally replacing them with water, it's going to help you to increase your overall water intake. And one of the things that I hear from clients often is that even if I'm drinking a drink, isn't this the same? No, it is not the same. Drinking soda or drinking juice is not the same as drinking water. Yes, of course, they are liquids. But again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, water is a nutrient. It is actually medicine to your body that helps the systems within the body to operate and function properly. And sugary drinks and sodas and juice do not do the same thing. So no. Sugary drinks and soda are not the same as water, so making sure that you're choosing water over these sugary beverages. The eighth thing that you can do is include water-rich foods. You can eat water-rich foods like fruits and vegetables to include watermelon, cucumbers, oranges, and celery, which are examples of hydrating food that can help to increase your overall water intake. The ninth thing is to try sparkling water. If you enjoy carbonated beverages, you might want to consider drinking sparkling water because it's a refreshing alternative to regular water to make your hydrating experience more interesting. And the tenth and the final thing is to listen to your body. Pay attention to what your body is saying when it's signaling for thirst, because sometimes when people are thirsty, it's mistaken for hunger. So instead of snacking on something, drink water when you're feeling thirsty to help maintain that proper hydration that your body needs. So I hope that you have found these 10 tips beneficial to you. So what's your favorite water tip to stay hydrated? I would love to hear about it. You can share what's worked for you by answering my interactive survey or by leaving a voice message via Spotify. You can also send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. If you found today's show beneficial, please be sure to share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. So let's wrap it all up. Every woman's water needs varies and is based on factors like activity level, climate, and overall health. By adopting these simple strategies, you can make drinking more water a seamless and health-promoting part of your lifestyle that leads to balancing your hormones. I'll leave you with St. John 7, verses 37 and 38. On the last and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.